The Great Consolidated Popular Party, GCPP, has blamed the low publicity of its alternative policies and programs on what it calls deliberate media blackouts. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the running mate of the flag bearer, John Ameka, said members of the party are not invited to participate in political debate on some of the networks. He said the GCPP on a number of occasions requested the media houses to invite their representatives, but these have also been refused. With this notwithstanding, the GCPP has been making maximum use of the opportunities it gets to forcefully drum home its domestication concept, which, according to Mr. Ameka, Ghanaians are buying into. He spoke to Seth Aya.
We really organize our consensus elections supervised by the Electoral Commission. We have documentary proof to all that. And we did all our regional congresses that were last year. And we concluded it with our National Delegate Congress, which was so great at Kumasi Patakesiasi. We had about 3,000 delegates who came and they elected Dr. Henry Latte. And you know, I partnered Dr. Henry Latte in 2012. And he felt it was good and that I should partner him to go again.
Which month in last year?
December last year.
Since then, it appears the GCPP has been quiet on the political terrain. What is actually happening?
Some people in this country, especially within the media, have decided to put blackout on some political parties. They normally hold political discussions on the media house, especially some of the FM stations, and they don't invite our people. We went on them to request that we are also a political party, we should be included in all some of these discussions. They refused. But that does not bother us. We think that we have to go to the grassroots ourselves, meet the people, explain our concept to them, the domestication concept, which we think is the only solution to Africans' problem of economic emancipation. So we have been doing that.
How has the response been like from the grassroots?
Oh, very solid. Because everybody has accepted the domestication concept, and they know that domestication is about their own way of life, developing what God has given to them. And we are saying, let us produce add value for export. And that is the only way we can make Ghana become rich.
Now that the GCPP is claiming that the media is giving it a blackout, how are you able to propagate these ideas that the GCPP intends to implement if it wins political power?
Any small chance we get, we push this idea. We were in Kumasi last week. When we push the idea, we push it heavily. In Kumasi, in one of the radio stations, all those who listen, what they were saying is this: please join MPP, join NDC. You have good ideas. Give the ideas to them. Then those who text in, some of them said, look, we belong to this party, but we are not going to vote for that party we vote for. We have decided at any time that any media house will give us a platform, we'll use it well. We are also waiting when we have filed nomination and the mighty GBC, when it comes up with structures which will, parties will present their manifesto and all that to the nation, we'll be able to fill that chance also to push it.